Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're looking at the gift of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit who has been given to us by virtue of the incarnation, life, death, passion, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and his ascension into glory at the right hand of the Father. Christianity is a new life in the Holy Spirit. And we're living, as I said yesterday at the beginning of the program, we're living in very troubling and difficult times, times that are anxiety-producing, fear-producing. People feel the lack of control. It's destabilizing. And one of the things that gets manifested, I think, for all of us, and it's a good time to take a look and to say, to what degree am I living from the strength and the sources of strength that Jesus has given me? And how much are the circumstances we're facing really rocking my life? And how much of my life is filled with a kind of frantic concern? And am I caught up in the rage of the moment? Am I caught up in the gigantic polarization that's happening? Not that we're not meant to pay attention to things, but we're really meant, you know, Jesus made so clear to us through the word that he spoke to the apostles and how he trained them and moved them and shows each one of us the life we're called to as disciples and the kind of life we can live in this world and the grace that the Holy Spirit wants to give us to be able to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to actually experience and to live in the very things that Jesus expected for his disciples, you know, to be of good cheer in the midst of trial and tribulation, even, right? In this world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. There's so much in that line. There's so much packed there that there's an eternal perspective that's behind it all. There's an understanding of the nature of the world that we inhabit, that it's fallen, that there's a fierce spiritual battle here, and that this is not our home. And that life here, though, is actually short, and our ultimate destination is secure in him by virtue of the grace of the Holy Spirit that's present in our lives. So I want to pick up on some of this stuff today, just making our way this week through parts of the Catechism on the Holy Spirit. It's just such a treasure. If you haven't had a chance to listen to yesterday's program, I encourage you to do that. You can go to our website at renewalministries.net, listen to them right there, or download them on whatever device works for you. As I always mentioned, the easiest way to get the programs to listen to them when it's most convenient for you is just to download the Renewal Ministries app, our radio, TV, newsletters, a lot of great stuff, all our YouTube videos, everything's there. Or you can also download the Ave Maria app where you get all kinds of all the good programs that are being produced here at Ave Maria. So I left off yesterday with the first paragraph in the Catechism on the Holy Spirit. Paragraph 687. Today, I just want to quickly go through paragraph 688. So, as the church in that first paragraph opened up the reality of the mission of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the anointing of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit helps us see, draws back the veil. The Holy Spirit is the one that enabled us to be able to hear the Word of God and to believe in it, to welcome faith into our hearts and to walk in it. That's a gift. That's a sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And he wants that to deepen. And he wants to, through our whole journey here on earth, for us to come deeper and deeper into the mystery of Christ, which is the mystery of living as Christians, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, the Holy Spirit wants you to see and to experience Christ in you. The Holy Spirit is the down payment we'll see as we make our way through these sections of the Catechism. The down payment of our inheritance. And Christ in you is an expression of that. Christ in you, the hope of glory, because Christ has been glorified. It's the Holy Spirit who has glorified him at the right hand of the Father. Jesus dwells in glory, and he pours out that glory, that gift of the Holy Spirit, into our hearts. And man, it's certainly carried in earthen vessels. We know that. Scripture teaches us that, and we can experience it in our own lives. But it's true. It's profoundly beautiful and powerful, and it's transformative at the deepest core of our being if we receive it, if we walk in it, we welcome it. And so one of the most important things about developing a relationship with the Holy Spirit is to make sure that we're having daily, the daily habit of silence and prayer in some way to be able to listen for the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit was in the whisper. You could say the Holy Spirit is in your heart. Jesus said so. And the Holy Spirit is in you. He's as in a temple. And the Holy Spirit wants to prompt, to encourage, to convict, to inspire, to comfort, to counsel. All these things the Holy Spirit wants us to do. But if we're frantically going through life and our mind and heart are dominated by fear and anxiety, we're filling our minds constantly with other things, we're going to miss the voice of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus called this abiding in Him, really. It's abiding in the love of the Father and the Son. That love of the Father and the Son is gifted to us in the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, if you abide in me, the things I'm telling you that will happen to you, the fruit bearing will happen. Because the fruitful Spirit, the Spirit of God who produces the fruit, will be in us and we'll be paying attention to the Holy Spirit. So one of the most simple things I'm trying to do, and I know lots of others are as well in this time, is, you know, to begin each day in that place of silence and end the day and, you know, get back to it at different times in the day and just to say, Lord, I give to you today, Holy Spirit, all my fears, all my anxieties, all my anger, all my rage, whatever I'm battling with and feeling dominated by. And say, Holy Spirit, I want to live from you. I want to live in you. I want to understand you better. I want to develop a relationship with you. And you can talk to the Holy Spirit in just simple language, nothing complex, simple prayers from the heart, and then times of listening. So paragraph 688 today. So the church, kind of on that foundation, the catechism says, the church, a communion living in the faith of the apostles, which she transmits, is the place where we know the Holy Spirit. When we're baptized into the communion. The communion is a family. It's the family of God. The communion is a body. It's a people, the body of Christ, with Christ as the head. We're made alive and united to Him. Because as St. Paul said, God the Father is forming one new man, one obedient child, you could say, one obedient son. We're all united to Him, and it's the Holy Spirit that makes that happen. It's a miracle. And so how do we encounter it? By coming into the church, by being baptized into the church. That's the home. That's the place. And then there, what do we find? The Holy Spirit is in the Scriptures, the first thing the Catechism mentions here. The Holy Spirit breathes this word. The Holy Spirit inspires and anoints through this word. So the conviction and the knowledge and the hunger and the thirst, knowing that this word is alive, and it's alive and it's oriented directly to your heart. It's meant to feed you. So in some way, if you're not regularly in the Word of God, you're depriving yourself of the spiritual food, some of the spiritual food that the Lord is really intending for you. The Lord wants to speak to you from this anointed word that can speak right to the core of your being. You'll hear the voice of God. You'll hear the voice of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will make that voice come alive. It's partly how the Holy Spirit helps unveil the person of Jesus. And the more you see Jesus, the more you grasp His glory as a gift of faith that comes to you from the Holy Spirit, the more your confidence and security and freedom will grow, and the more your anxiety and fear and the rest and the rage and the unforgiveness will diminish. The second thing he talks about, the tradition, the church fathers, the wisdom that's been brought to us generation after generation of the fathers and the great teachers of the church, the Catholic mystics and others who really are, you know, steps ahead of us, maybe miles ahead of us. Sometimes I feel like in terms of stepping into this profound reality and relationship with the Holy Spirit, they're like incarnations, a revelation almost to say, look, this is real. If you take this serious, this will totally transform you. It'll change you, and you won't have to fear anything in terms of the threats of the devil. The third thing is the church's magisterium. So the bishops in union with the Pope, you know, the Holy Spirit has promised to preserve the church there and their teaching from all error, so we can trust in that teaching. And then the sacrament of the liturgy of the church, The Holy Spirit is the one who makes, you might say, the sacraments come alive. And it's in the sacraments that we primarily receive this power, this grace, this encounter with the Holy Spirit. And of course, in prayer, the Holy Spirit's with us, dwells in us as in a temple. It's important for us. I think sometimes Catholics forget, you know, that yes, the source and summit of our faith, the highest way of communing together in the body is at the Eucharist. And to be able to feed on the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus is the most precious thing that we've been given as a sacramental source of connecting with the Lord. But when you leave the church, the Spirit doesn't stay there, you know, stay in the building. The Holy Spirit's in you. You're a temple of the living God. You're the destination of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sends the Spirit, and the Father sends the Spirit to dwell in you, and you're a child of God. You're now made alive by the Spirit. You're born again by the Spirit. Catechism then mentions as well the charisms and ministries, which are in the church that build up the church, and every one of us has been given in our baptism and confirmation spiritual gifts or gifting to help us build up the body. It's important to walk in that. Another one is the signs of apostolic and missionary life. We say as the church expands or as people come to faith or the gospel's preached with power and anointing. That's all the work of the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, it mentioned the witness of the saints through whom he manifests his holiness and continues the work of salvation. The saints are our champions. They're our heroes. They're our models. They're the ones that we're running after. I mean, there's so many idols that the world raises up that, boy, they're dropping like flies, too, in our time. You just see the political leaders, Hollywood leaders. I don't rejoice in that, but what we're seeing is the hollowness of the pursuit of the radical pursuit of this world and fame in this world and reaching the heights of power or influence or whatever. It, at the end of the day, it's not enough. I mean, what we're made to be is saints. We're not just made to be famous. We're not made to be famous. We're not made to be rich. We're not made to be powerful in this world. I mean, human beings come into those sorts of things, but what we're really made for is to be transformed by the grace of God in the power of the Holy Spirit to become children of God. That's the distinction. And another name for that, if it's lived out well by surrendering to the Holy Spirit, is to be a saint, to be Christ-like, to be little Christs. This is the miracle of what Jesus has produced in obedience, is producing in obedience to God the Father, to bring us home to who we actually are. We're children of God. And the only way we get there is to be born again by water and the Spirit, and then to live out the new life in the Spirit. And then the Spirit slowly, gradually conforms us to Jesus and produces the life of Jesus in us. That is amazing. Friends, that's for everybody. No matter who's listening, it's for everybody, right? No matter where you are right now, no matter how much you're struggling, no matter how much discouragement is there, no matter you might feel like, oh, I've made way too many mistakes. I've committed too many sins. I've dug too deep a hole for myself. Forget it. Not true. Not true. Repent of your sins. Go to confession. Do what you need to do to get right with God and then start that walk. Keep that walk going in the presence and power of the Spirit and let the Holy Spirit conform you to Christ and bring you into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, which is your inheritance. God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.